Story of the Golden Calf from Exodus. Why did the people ask Aaron to make a god for them? The people have been waiting at the bottom of a mountain. They are not allowed to go up or even touch for fear of death. Some time has passed, and they are growing impatient with Moses and ultimately with God. Moses went up the mountain to get instructions from God for the Hebrew people. In the 40 days Moses has been gone, some of the people have lost their faith and have stopped trusting in Moses. The people do not see God, nor do they hear God, so they decide to make their own god from the gold they stole from the Egyptians as they left Egypt. It is easy to say God must not exist if I cannot see God. Someone may say, "Show me God, and I will have faith," or, "I will then believe." But faith is the conviction of unseen things. The people have forgotten the stories told to them by Moses and others about who God is and what God has done. They, like us, do not all get to see God or speak to God in the way God had been showing and speaking to people like Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets that followed. We may lose our faith if we insist on seeing God in order to believe. We may just want a sign from God in order to believe. People have been asking for a sign from God for as long as people have known God. It is not that God is trying to be secret, but that God gives us freedom to seek God out to build a relationship. When we, like the unfaithful Hebrew people, lose our faith, we need to be reminded of God by the stories of Scripture others have written so we can believe. Jesus does not disown us because we question our God and our faith is rattled. Jesus says in Luke 23, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Jesus is the open gate that came not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him, according to John 3:17. Do not lose your faith because you cannot see God. Believe because God loves you and opens a gate of life to you in Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Faithful God of an unfaithful people, the Israelites doubted your power and turned to other gods to fulfill their needs. We too turn to other gods, seeking acceptance, power, and independence. Show us how to live humbly in you and walk in your ways, in the name of the one who offered true power to all humanity, Jesus Christ, the open gate. Amen.